There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Audio Frontier.
This is Football Daft with Stephen Purden.
Midfield dynamo and average actor.
Chris Toll.
Target man. Suspicious character.
And
welcome to Football Daft. It is the daftest Scottish football podcast around. I am producer John, and let us welcome the team, shall we? First, a man who claims his views on people is the only thing that isn't stunted about him. It is Mr. Christopher Toll.
Well, my views on people and my willy.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Start off with a willy joke.
There we go, we're off, boys. Introduce the other guys.
Now, a man who has become obsessed. Wait for your turn. Obsessed with chocolate salty balls. That's the number one hit by Chef from South Park from 1998 and not anything else. It's Grado.
By the way, Stephanie asked me the other day if Toll's got a big willy. She didn't actually ask me that. I can't remember how we got into it.
Do you know if this is fact or not? It's like a baby's arm.
I'll send you a picture on the group chat, right?
No, you're all right. You're all right.
Have you got a widescreen phone?
Grado, why obsessed with chocolate salty balls?
I can't even remember. That's a terrible intro, John. Take it away, Toll.
two tablespoons of cinnamon.
Yes.
And two or three egg whites.
Beautiful.
A half a stick of butter. Melted.
Right, that is
stick it all in a right, bowl, okay. Baby.
I think it's
in. With a wooden spoon.
Wooden spoon.
Mixed in a cup of flour.
Flour.
You'll be in heaven soon. Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salty balls. In your mouth and suck them.
I didn't think we'd start the podcast that way.
That's balls and willies.
Balls and willies, straight off that. That man who's laughing away there is on a health kick down to 9 stone 3, which is basically half a Grado. That's how we're measuring it. It's Stephen Purden.
No, I like the way Grado and Ryan were saying basically they're two bobs. When I said I was doing it, nine stone four.
Right.
Come back from Paris, and my lovely wife, is I bought her away for a stone. Now she's nearly lost a stone in 3 weeks. 14 stone in a day. That fucking
thing.
But she's lost a stone in 3 weeks, and I've lost like 8 pun.
I can see your face.
I feel good, man. I feel good. I've not had a can of juice, I've not had any sweeties, I've not had any takeaways in about fucking 3 weeks.
Don't kid on, we all know that you've been doing it for Lent, Stevie.
That's like my mate, man, fucking we do a group bet every week, man, he's nearly fucking butt my head off, man, I keep forgetting about it. I send him going, that's a group bet, I'm fucking half it for Lent. Like, all right, man.
See how the way Bob describing that there about his diet, see how big shame are told. I remember one time he was giving me advice about how to lose weight, he's like, this is what you do. See in the first meet, you can't eat the ginger. See the second week, you cut out the crisps, the third week, you cut out the chocolate. You just take it 1 week at a time.
Gradually. By the way, he's like fucking magic, isn't
he? He is, mate. He's been sending me gym selfies.
Telling you, man, see just eating good and going walks, it's winning.
Cutting out the shite.
See, at the end of the day, as long as you're in a calorie deficit, you'll be fucking fine.
Do you know what we need here, boys? We need a Football Daft fitness video, you know, that's we can get into, like, Diva Vina McCall and all that sort of stuff.
Me doing that would be like the Naughty Professor.
We're joined by our fifth Beatle this week. He's from Celtic Daft. He's from Capital Radio. He's producer Ryan. Cut it, Ryan. Live today.
Cut that, Ryan.
Cut it, that sectarianism, mate.
Stay from the edit suite, it's cut that, Ryan.
I'm glad I'm here because at least I've got my first clip for the week for social media. Chris singing Chocolate Salty Bowls.
Brilliant.
You know we're going to get heat, but I don't know if any listeners haven't joined the Discord yet, but we've got a Discord going. And they were asking, where's Celtic Daft this week? And I've says, Ryan's off for a week. And now you've turned up on the main show, so we're going to get...
Where is Celtic Daft? You two have been slacking for a wee while on this.
Tom was building a new house for a few weeks, so we could
have we'll do a season review, a 5-hour season review once we're over the line.
You've heard
it's just Tom wanking for 5 hours.
Cut that right.
Remember, man, remember Thursday night, you might watch a video version, get a big widescreen telly, man. Remember, fucking coming.
So let's get into it, boys. Scottish football. And I think we've got to go back, first of all. I know he's a desperate talk about Falkirk, right? But we've got to talk about the last, the games before the split there. What an end to the split we had there. It looked like Livingston were going to be top six, but then Ross County scored late on against Aberdeen to stop their chances, and then Motherwell went on to equalise in the 93rd minute.
They get in the back door, didn't they, Motherwell?
Unbelievable. They've only pulled 5 points out of a possible 33, Motherwell, right? In the last...
You think about that, they were cruising for the top six for so long.
They hadn't won a game for Christmas or something, you were saying last week.
Aye. But what?
And you look at like the bottom six, like teams like Aberdeen, the Hibs.
It's unbelievable.
Embarrassing.
Does it go to show that the manager, obviously Aberdeen, Hibs, St Mirren all changed their manager? Well, obviously it was forced upon St Mirren. It just goes to show do you get that new manager bouncing?
No, it changes a lot, John. I mean, it can change a lot with your team when your manager goes and a new manager in. Do you know what I mean? It can really change the whole fucking dynamic of your team for a good few months. You know what I mean? But
your tenor all goes up in smoke.
It does, actually.
They were the good days, man.
But I mean, Mooney's come in, obviously, at Hibs. Goodwin's went in Aberdeen. They're obviously needing to get their own guys in and needing to put their own philosophy. I mean, you see Jim Goodwin at Aberdeen, he's clearing out the fucking dead wood already. He's ripping through that team. The Jet got released as well.
Oh, did he?
One's contract, aye.
Gradle wanted him at Rangers.
I didn't say that, Jeff, when he met her he was like
you're like different when you played for Livingston.
But I mean, shocking for Aberdeen and Hibs to be in that bottom.
It's a shame
but both of them safe though, do you think?
Of course they are.
I think the team that really should be worried is St Mirren. That's one of the worst teams I've seen, honestly. Like, they are so bad. I mean, they play St Johnstone right the first game of the split, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be massive, because if St Johnstone get a result here, then St Mirren are fucking...
They seem to be getting a wee bit... St Johnstone are coming a wee bit back up the hill now.
I don't know, in the seven at Parkhead, man.
Well, apart from that, we'll get to that.
I heard there was 7 breakaways. What I mean?
Aye, but I mean, it's a great advert for the split. I mean, we all moan about the split, I think. You know, I speak to most of Scottish football, we'd like to see maybe a 16-team league up in the top fight. But, I mean, it's...
Still not enough to get Falkirk up there, John.
I know.
Need a 42-team league for
But it is a great advert for the split when you get that excitement.
Aye, but John, with advertising, because it's funny, because I was reading, like, Tam Cowan was complaining, the bottom six is quite spicy, but not one game's going to be televised, is it?
So, I know. It's just not a set of games.
You know why Sky have hedged their bets with that? Because if after the first week, we could potentially win the league in any of their games going forward, so they've had to hedge their bets.
I totally get that. But I mean, was there something last week that they're short of their quota, but they said they could show?
Yeah, I heard that.
You know what I mean? That's true. Let's be honest,
they don't give a fuck about it. They don't give a fuck.
Absolutely.
How many times have you seen graphics, right? And it's like Celtic versus Aberdeen, and there's a fucking United badger.
Mate, they done it a few weeks ago. I think when Rangers were playing Dundee, and they used a photo of Jason Cummings. He's not been there for months.
He's not been at either team for fucking ages.
I know.
Did you all see the one during the week, though, when they said about the fixtures and what they were going to be shown? It was Ange at one side and then Gio the other side, but Gio was quite clearly photoshopped onto Gerrard's body.
That's funny.
You're just like, come on, fuck.
Brilliant, brilliant. So, aye, good advent for the top six. Are you guys a fan of the top six? You are just the
league. I hate it, but you need to take into account the fact that if they did have a 16-team league, then we would only get 2 Celtic Rangers games a season. Aye. Right, so for the
you might get 2 in the cut. You'd more likely get 2 in the cut.
I know, but you're kind of looking at it going like that. If you're looking for TV money coming into Scottish football, if you're only getting 2, if you're guaranteed 2 games in the league and you might not get drawn against the cup, I don't think that's enough for finances to come into Scottish football.
And also, a team's really going to want the Rangers and Celtic just to turn up at their season once.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what always goes against it, Grado. It's all about money. I mean, I guess, would you rather it went down to 2 Old Firms a season, would you rather have the 4?
This season, aye.
I'm traditional. You want the 4.
Do you want the 4?
Do you remember the year where we fucking had about 8 because we had 2 cup replays and all of that as well, remember? And you got sick of it a bit. But
aye, and you always go at that, right? You go, right, there's always one about August, September time, right? And then you go, right, you look forward to the kind of Christmas, New Year one, sandwiched in between that wee weird time, and then you go, right, you look for the one, the split is the last one, and just before that, you need the 4, man. It's always two at Ibrox, 2 at Celtic Park. It's always a way.
Only in this podcast, man, name one of some folk complain we don't talk about teams outside Old Firm. We're talking about
Let's talk about Falkirk. Let's talk about the Bairns.
Because I didn't actually realise how bad it was for you, John. That's heartbreaking for you.
The 4 is yours, John.
Right, so news today just broken that Kenny Miller will take charge of Falkirk for the remaining 3 games of the season.
I never knew that.
Kenny Miller?
Did you not know that?
I didn't know that.
Kenny. Did you not know that?
No. So let me get this right. Kenny Miller is now Lee Griffiths' manager.
Yes, that is true.
That's like when you're sitting stoned at your butter, just sitting playing champ manager for like fucking 3 weeks solid. And Kenny Miller's now fucking Griffiths. Ryan, cut that about it. And Kenny Miller is the manager of Lee Griffiths. It's like champ manager season fucking 28, 29.
But I mean, Martin Rennie, who we brought in, has had a terrible. Well, he's had a worse record than Paul Sheehan. We brought him in from.
At least he'll have hard ones.
was he not in line for the Rangers job at one point a couple of years ago? Martin Rennie.
Aware of? No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
That would have been around a bit of time he's tried to get Big Ange, wouldn't it?
So, John, the 4 of yours.
Yeah, so Martin's away back to America. Well, he's seen out the last 3 games, helping the board identify. The whole place is a fucking shambles.
Or maybe it was Cove Rangers.
Right, from what I'm...
from what I'm hearing... Dude, just saying I thought in fucking 2 minutes.
So from what I'm hearing behind the scenes, it's a shambles. It's just an absolute mess. It looks like we're going to go at a hybrid model next season, if not part-time. I mean, we've done an Airdrie, effectively. We've done an Airdrie. And with Kelty coming up into the league and the money they've got behind them, whoever comes down from the Championship, it's just going to be another nightmare league to get out of. And like,
John, I can see you going down next season.
Aye, so can I.
We're not shut up. We're not going
John,
down.
John.
We're not
John, remember.
I know I just laughed at you, John. I shouldn't have laughed at you there for the Kenny Miller thing, right? But see Falkirk going to a fucking hybrid model, man. Like, Falkirk are a big team.
Yeah,
like,
we are.
Historically, a massive team.
Well, listen, if they go to a hybrid model, at least they'll be able to go in Glasgow City Centre.
You talk about going to the hybrid model. You know, when you look at it, you know, however many seasons ago is now, we're in the, you know, in fact, the last time Rangers won the Scottish Cup was against Falkirk in 2009.
Aye.
You look at, you know, yeah, and you look at where we've fallen to now, it's heartbreaking. And, you know, we're sat, we've changed managers, we've changed boards, we've changed chairman. I don't know what else we can change.
And so, like I was saying earlier on, John, like so many people that would be trusted to be behind the scenes at Falkirk, they're off as well, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, Sam McGivern,
do you know what that place needs, John?
What?
Crunchy.
Well,
John, you're going to this thing tonight. What is it? You hosting it?
Yes, I am.
How are you going to intro it? Hey, guys. Tufty. How are
you? We're not going to talk about the current team. Thanks. We're going to talk to the
I can
guys.
See you kicking off, man.
Well, John, have you got any protection on me? Have you any guys on me? Just mates or whatever?
Be fine.
He's got a pack of Johnny's in his pocket.
We'll celebrate the good times, but no, it's a shambles at the moment. And like, I'm gutted for my club. I'm gutted for my mate.
I feel sorry.
Oh,
John, don't greet me.
John.
If you want to greet, greet. Okay. Me and Gregor have been through this. We can talk to you. You know what it's like.
At least you guys won something. You know what I mean?
Aye. The petrol fact was a great day, man. The fucking third time I tried.
I tell you what, talking about winning stuff, winning the league potentially might not get you into the Champions League group stages.
Come on, Villarreal!
Fuck off.
Or either Celtic or Rangers, I was going to say.
Imagine all this, the way we've been. We go on and win the Europa and Villarreal win the Champions League.
I mean, you should still go straight in.
That's what I'm saying.
Imagine you don't turn it round, right? You don't win the Europa League, but you turn round the league, win the league, and then Villarreal win the European Cup.
That would be the
most Rangers thing of all time, man.
I mean, Liverpool, I think it won't be an easy game for them. But see that Unai Emery, what a coach. Honestly, incredible.
I would probably say, with the exception of Zidane, because Zidane had Real Madrid, right, so fair enough, but in my lifetime, I would probably say Unai Emery's the most successful European manager if I've started watching football.
Oh, die, you would say.
He's won the Europa League fucking, was it five times?
He used to just... He just used to have that in his house, that trophy. He didn't need to fucking bother.
Wait, Michel Platini would text him, like, mind bring the trophy.
Oh, shit, I forgot it. No, I mean, against Liverpool, though, you've got to fancy Liverpool.
Last time they played, though, in the Europa League final, it was Villarreal that won.
Was that not Man United at the Villarreal beat?
No, it was Liverpool 2015, 2016, was it? The Villarreal beat.
Oh, do you just mean last time they played Liverpool?
Yeah.
It wasn't in the final, I don't think.
Was it not?
It was in the final last year against Man U. But one of the greatest games of football I've ever seen in my life, man, was the other night. Real versus Chelsea. What a fucking game of football.
I mean, it's been
I don't think any of you watched it because I was texting about it.
I didn't see it, but I mean, I watched the Liverpool Man City game at the weekend as well.
Watch that.
We've been spoiled. The Liverpool and City game at the weekend was phenomenal. Then Chelsea, Real, and Wednesday. Honestly, fuck, man, what a game of football. Honestly,
you said it a couple of weeks ago.
He's the ultimate forward. He's going to be in there a shout for this Ballon d'Or this season. He's going
one of the most underrated forwards of all time, Benzema.
100%.
I think he's starting to get the credit he deserves now, right enough. Can I ask you something now, right? See, Villarreal, did they qualify through the Europa League last year?
I don't know.
Or did they qualify through the league? Because
they would have qualified through Europa because they won it. But I don't know if that league position merited it as well. I'm not sure.
I need to look that up because that's not hungry. A team who shouldn't really even have been in the tournament then going on to win it. They really do need to have a look at this layout for the Champions League. I know they're changing it up over the next couple of years, but
yeah,
it's a shambles, man.
I mean, the Champions League itself, I mean, in general football, there's been a lot of talk about that this week, obviously, them changing the format and letting people get in automatically.
Villarreal finished seventh last season.
Yeah, and they potentially could win the Champions League this year, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then it's kind of an argument, right? If you're going to sort the format of the Champions League, what do you get if you win the Europa?
A big fuck off pat in the back. it should be if you win the tournament, you get money. That's what it should be.
Aye, it should just be if you win the Europa, you get a very fucking handsome fucking wad of cash injected into your club.
Aye.
And you win the Champions League, it's the same. Because I agree with you there, man. See the whole thing about getting these teams that are just... I mean, fair point to Villarreal. They kind of, they deserved to be at the semi-finals of Champions League because they've competed in the tournament, but they shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Aye, they should. Do you know what? They should just see to stop all of this debate. They should stop calling it the Champions League. Mm-hmm. That is it. They should just call it the Super League or something like that, because it's not. It, more, there's more teams in it that
you
are.
Can I say that? Cut that out, right? Super League swear now, man. That's bad. That's bad.
but do you get what I mean, though? Because there's more teams in it that aren't champions than than us. So
I mean, this
thing. Wait, hold on. Can I ask you something right now? I'm going to ask. I'm going to sound stupid. Why do you no want the Europa League the winners of Europa League to go?
No, what we're saying is, like, Villarreal finished 7th in their domestic campaign last season, and they're now in semi-finals of the Champions League. Toes, get back to the old argument about the Champions League isn't for a fucking champions anymore. It's for teams that are getting in through this way, that way, any way possible, because all these fucking, all these money-making wankers at the top of football just want to make it so easy for all the big names to get in there to make it look more attractive.
That's exactly it, Stevie.
I agree with you to a point, right, but see Villarreal taking them as an example. Like, I know you're saying about the teams, like, obviously La Liga last year, Sevilla finished 3rd, Atletico finished 4th, they got Champions League spots. They probably are less worthy of a spot than I think Villarreal are, because Villarreal won the Europa League. I think they should be the one exception to getting a place in Champions League.
That's a fair point, Ryan.
Because that needs, there needs to be an incentive for the Europa League, and all. Because
that's what we're saying. That's what me and Tove are saying there. The incentive should just be, you get a fucking big wad of cash if you win it.
I tell you what, then, Gredo, right? Let's put it into a domestic point of view, right? So take away the Europa League and the Conference League places for the league placings, and give the Conference League to the League Cup winners, and give the Europa League to the Scottish Cup winners, right? So if you look at it like that, would you be happy if Rangers finished 2nd, didn't get a place in Europe because they didn't win the 2 Cups?
No.
Do you know what I mean? So you need to look at it through both perspectives. I can see the point you're making, but I think
we need to keep it the way it is for us, because we don't do cup competitions.
over the length of a season, a team that finishes 2nd has had a better season than a team that wins a cup.
Aye, and I think basically what we're saying there, mate, is...
Fucking last year when St. George's were winning the Cups.
They won 2 Cups.
Yeah. I think the bottom line of what we're trying to say here, I think, Tom, is just don't call it the Champions League.
Aye, exactly. Call it the European Cup.
Aye, just the European Cup. Yeah. And see, let's not kid ourselves, man. The guys, see what you're saying there, Ryan? That's right, man. Let's see, like, Sevilla, fucking Atletico, 3rd, 4th in England, like fucking Chelsea. They just want all the names in to make it look more attractive.
They're trying to bring this wild card.
If you finish 4th in your league, you shouldn't get in the Champions League. So, for example, I don't know who finished 4th in the Premier League last year, whatever it was, but whoever finished 4th would have got a Champions League spot.
Was it Man United last year?
I think it might have been Man United. Remember, it used to be the old argument about Arsenal would celebrate on the pitch the final day of the season because they finished 4th and no won the fucking league. They're celebrating like they've won the league, but it's because they finished 4th. But again, they just make it, they're making it more and more easier for big teams to be there.
That's what it is. And they're turning around and saying, "Oh, we want it to be an open competition," and then they're doing shit like this. Do you know what I mean?
But then, look, when Scottish teams get in the Champions League, yous are wanting the big teams. You want to play Man United. You want to play Man City. You want to play Arsenal.
I would 100% rather have 3 shitey champions in my group than Real Madrid, fucking Liverpool, and Man City or whatever. I would 100% rather have an easier run.
It's like the way it used to be. Remember when it first started, like, our fucking famous campaign grade, like the 92-93 season, we go to the semi-finals. It was the Champions League. It was the Champions. But do you know what? Don't get me wrong. See, sitting the other night, I mean, Chelsea didn't win their fucking league last season. I mean, see, sitting there, like, they get
anchored. They won the Champions League.
I know the Champions, but you're going, what an advert for that tournament that was the other night. It's phenomenal, man.
And Liverpool and Benfica as well.
Cracking game.
Well, hey, listen, nice football debate. We're actually talking football on the show, but let's get onto the daft now, right? Okay, would you like to...
Falkirk building a new stand.
Would you like to hear about a nudist pub? Would you like to be out? This is probably going to win this week. Would you like to hear about how the Queen likes her chips? Or would you like another game of football daft fortunes?
Hold on, Tom. I don't know about you, but we've been talking about Boz and Willie's, and we're just about to possibly enter into discussion about fucking nudism. Next, would you call that? Would you call him that was in the him last night? Kenny fucking. Is he the fucking run in the day? See on the open line.
I want to give a football daft fortunes, man.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Aye, Kenny Shields.
Kenny Shields.
All right, Kenny Shields.
They're not going to... Did you see the end of the noise? What was it? At the tail end of it when I see it on Sky
Sports. Shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, man, I had no idea what you were talking about.
Mate, Kenny Shields.
Oh, you've not heard this?
Northern Ireland's fucking...
Oh, I did hear it in flight. Oh, for fuck's sake, aye. They're very fucking... They're very...
emotional.
Very emotional, you know, and if they've not got the right underwear on, they can't run straight.
Right.
No, that beggar's kept in. Fucking Kenny Hughes can go fuck himself.
Right. So, are we going for the nudist pub? Are we going for the we're going for the football daft fortunes then, yeah?
I enjoyed that last week.
So did that.
Okay, football.
Remember when he picked 10 things like, well, we've not got enough in our life? And then Ryan proceeded to play the wee clip out about me and Nicola having sex on a Thursday night.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Right, so this week,
How was last Thursday, Stevie? Was it good?
It was actually all right.
Does it happen on
I'm not like... talking about this anymore.
Right, sorry. So
how's your headboard, Stevie?
So you're not gonna get into that from Ibrox about 11:30 tonight. Nicholas don't get to stay up for years. Right, football daft family fortunes it is then, right? So this week's survey is the top 10 things on adults' mind, right? I'll go around you if you get one wrong. What's that?
Sex.
Hold on. You're sex daft, you. Right. So, right. Top 10 things in adults' minds. Stephen, you've done very well, so we'll start with you. So, these are the things that people most obsess about every day, right? And keep us awake at night.
Money.
Well done. Number 2 on the list. You get another shot.
Sex
isn't on the list.
No, nope.
I read a fact that folk think about sex every 6 seconds.
Well, this is what
clearly no adults.
This is what keeps you up at night, though, and the things we obsess about.
Things that keep you all right.
Okay, right. Great.
The football
is not on the list. Probably is. No, Gradle. Chris.
Bills.
Money worries, does that come under money worries?
I'll
give you another shot at it, Chris.
Right.
Worry about that.
Oh, for fuck. Yep. I don't know. Getting enough sunshine.
Not there, Ryan.
Health.
No, Gato, it's not your tongue. Sorry.
Well, same thing, your weight.
Your weight? Yeah, body weight issues is there.
Can tell what keeps me up at night.
Right. Next one. Go on, Ryan, get another go at that.
Me, energy bills.
Money wise, if it's on the board, I'll give you the money myself. Right, Stephen, back to you.
Work.
My to do list at work. I'll give you that. I'll give you that as well. So, what?
Let me think. Fuck, this is hard now, isn't it? It was easier last week. Family.
Family is not there.
Nah, I don't know. That's a shame.
Fancying somebody.
Fancying someone. If it's on the board, I'll give you the money myself. It's not there.
I'm going to.
If you fancy somebody, you know what I mean?
I'm going to
ask her to nip me tomorrow.
You know what I mean? The connector.
Will you get my pal? Is it my turn, John?
Yeah, it is.
I'm going by Grado and I'm going to say Scran.
Oh,
dinner? What's for dinner is on the list, Chris. Oh. Well done.
Nice.
Mate, I'll show it.
What's that going to do with me?
You're always talking and sending photos of this grand, mate. I'm going to pass on to Ryan. I can't think of anything else. No.
I can't think of any, man.
What about something you regretted when you were young or something like that?
Do you know what I'm kind of that, Grado? Have I made the right choices in life? That is on the list.
For fuck's sake, this is getting beat.
Seeing the viewers, man, you do.
There's nothing worse. That's why I need to watch the telly, but before I go...
Oh, mate, I'm the same.
As soon as I hit my pal, I go, fuck's sake, man.
Should I have got after her in the park 40 years ago?
I should have just asked her to nip me a full time, man.
The one that got away.
The ones you missed out on are number 9, if I've locked my front door before leaving the house.
Oh, my God. Oh, see, I've got that, man. I turned my alarm off all the time and go down the stairs.
That was pure family fortunes there, man.
The weather is on there. Did
this,
I make
by the way, I need to stop you, John. This needs to be a regular feature.
Right,
that can't be Scottish fucking weather.
No, I think, you know, I think it's American. This list to be.
Yeah. I was worrying about the weather last Sunday because the Rangers are at school and Easter holidays.
If it was Scottish, the fucking number one would be football.
Exactly.
Number 3 was, did I make the right decision about something, which is kind of similar to the right choices in life. And number 1, this is ridiculous. What groceries do I need to buy? Number one,
what does the Queen take on her chips?
Well, I know, just while we're on it, do you know what the Queen takes on her chips? Obviously, it's for Grado and Steve.
Don't fucking tell me salad cream, because I'll go to Buckingham Palace now.
No, do you know what she does?
Curry sauce.
No.
Sriracha.
Hollandaise sauce on chips.
Hollandaise sauce.
You know what she doesn't like? She doesn't like fried fish. She likes a special fish tea. So fish baked in the bread.
Fair play,
Lizzie.
I like a special fish and all.
And you know what she likes? The chips cut rectangle and stacked like Jenga.
Who's the grass at Grass on?
Our former chef. Darren McGrady, our former chef. That's the grass, Grado.
Grass, what a grass.
Right, so there you go. We've learned what the Queen has on her chips and we've had a game of Football Daft Fortune. But on the rest of the show, on Football Daft Focus this week, boys, we are going to be speaking to a band called Dead Sea Souls. They supported Lewis Capaldi supported them. They'll do a big gig for and more this weekend. We'll get to find out a wee bit more. Old Firm on either side. There's Rangers and Celtic supporters in the band, so we'll find out how that works. On the big question, this blew up on Twitter, things from the modern game that you would go put in the bin. And we'll have the player profile playoff to win pies on the way. Grado, you've got 3 riddles, haven't you?
Oh, they're really bad, man.
That's all right. Really,
I've got right. Kane here. Kane's going to play the riddles and all.
Fantastic, brilliant.
Brilliant.
Right, okay, it's time for Football Daft Focus as we get into the big talking points of Scottish football normally, but sometimes we like to get top music and football, so we thought we'd get a band on who are going places. They're playing Oran Mór this Friday night when this podcast goes out. They are the Dead Sea Souls. How you doing, boys?
Very well, thanks for having me.
James and Gary from the bit of the band on, hailing from West Lothian. Now, I've told the boys, right, James and Gary, that one of you supports Celtic, one of you supports Rangers, because there's a big split in the band, right? So I'm going to give the floor to the boys, and you've got to guess who supports who.
I'm going to say Gary's a Rangers fan, and Shez is a Celtic fan,
I've strapped on my Batman mask, and I'm going with the fact that his girlfriend's called Sweeney. However, it might be hands across the divide. Well, I mean, they might have been doing a wee bit of auction outside the Barrowlands back in the day. So, I'm going to say Gary's a good Celtic man.
Right, are you going to reveal to the panel? Gary's Rangers a Celtic supporter.
He's a Rangers fan.
Rangers. Gary's Rangers. James is Celtic.
I'm one of the good guys.
Well done, Gary. I just seen that twinkle in your eye, Gary.
James. Thanks for keeping it in the family, bro. keep the bloodline strong, my man. Keep the bloodline strong.
So, boys, how long have you guys been going together as a band then?
Well, we you know, since about 2006, and we actually had a hiatus in 2013. One of the guys moved away to New Zealand, and we sort of called it a day. Then 2019, we came back with the two nights in a row at King Tut's, and then COVID sort of stopped that comeback in its tracks. So this is us sort of just picking things back up. So no, it's been a long time.
And you're playing Oran Mór. I mean, that's a good size room. How are ticket sales going for it?
Aye, we're a ball here for selling about, to be honest.
Oh, brilliant.
We reckon by the time stage time rolls around tomorrow, it'll be sold out. So there's probably about 30, 40 tickets left according to the venue. So we're chuffed to bits, because it's the way things are now, people didn't want to come out quite as much and all that. And it's good. Aye, we're really happy.
Me and the boys will go to play Pine a Pint after and then sneak in the back door, mate, at night, on Friday night, mate, right?
It's a brilliant venue. I've seen a few great bands in there.
Aye. That's where we met, too.
So it is. That's right.
That beautiful place.
Thanks, big man.
They've got a plaque, man. Up, boys. Look out for the plaque tomorrow night when you're playing it.
Or in one man, fucking a wee plaque on the wall where Grado met Toma.
By the way, there fucking should be. I went to see the Alabama 3 in there, and what?
Oh, did you? Wow.
Aye, man. What a gig it was, man. It was tremendous.
Aye, super bad.
So, for people that haven't heard you, boys, what's the kind of sound that guys go for?
Oh, indie, disco, funk, crossover.
We're into sing-alongs, we're into like making songs that people can hopefully listen to in the first time and gets them moving, gets them singing along and all that. So I suppose if you're going to go back a while, maybe guys like Franz Ferdinand, even like Two Door Cinema Club, kind of stuff like that. But we're on, this is a shameless plug, we're on Spotify and Apple Music and all that. Just get us the royalties, will you?
That's brilliant, man. That's like, I remember back in the day going to watch Franz Ferdinand as well, and like you say, see if a band have got songs that you can sing along to, the gig is a million times better, you know what I mean? Definitely. So I'm going to give you a fucking whirl. There you go. And I don't often
I'm going to put it on Spotify the way Ibrox tonight and listen to it and the way boy.
I've been trying to convince them to do a cover of Simply the Best now for years.
Come on, James, man. Come on, just do it, James.
See if he's need a singer for that, you know. I don't want to blow him on trumpet, you know.
So you're from West Lothian, guys. Lewis Capaldi once supported you, is that right?
So Lewis is from the same town. We say West Lothian because it's the most recognisable name, but I come from Whippon. That's where Lewis grew up. So when we were sort of making our way playing local gigs, we knew Lewis. He was only about 14, 15 when he started gigging proper venues with bands. And so his first few gigs were supporting us in places around here and in Edinburgh as well. And we kept in touch with him. He used one of our songs in his documentary last year as well.
Oh, brilliant.
Talking about this is when you feel like an old bastard. He was talking about his influences and all that, and he mentioned us.
Brilliant. Oh, wow.
That's
amazing.
John, you were right. We maybe could get loose if we got these guys on. You were right in saying that.
But I mean, that's incredible. That's a mark of you guys as a band. The fact that he's turned up and saying Dead Sea Souls, one of my influences, amazing.
Aye, I mean, obviously, not that much an influencer, they wouldn't be so successful.
He's not successful because his drummer never moved to New Zealand.
He went down the right route, he went on his own, do you know what I mean?
Surely he's got to return the favour now, boys. You know, you've got to get a support slot with him.
You would think so.
Aye, well. Funny enough, I've not helped him in a while.
Getting into the football then, boys, what's the banter like in the group then? We're obviously coming up to Scottish Cup final this weekend.
Semi-final
this weekend. And beforehand, we've just had the game a couple of weeks ago. What's the banter been like in the band?
James?
It's been pretty quiet to Gary. Usually it's Gary who instigates all the nonsense, and that's obviously when Rangers are winning, or they're hitting a good patch. Never heard fuck all for Gary for about 9 years.
Sounds like Stevie, mate.
Sounds like Stevie.
See, the thing is that the batter was a lot better last season when we were pumping Celtic. I'm not going to lie to you.
Aye,
I made his life a misery. He couldn't put out a tweet. He couldn't send a WhatsApp in the group without me being right on the top of him about throwing shark shaped barriers at stadiums and stuff like that. But now he's on top. I'm just kind of living quiet, but I reckon if we can do a bit on Sunday, you might just see me phone them again.
You see, it's like that, and it's just because last year we did turn it right up, didn't we? In terms of, we went for it because it'd been that long, and then it's now like Oh, fuck, hold on, man.
Just
do you know what I say is in my group chat after Rangers won the league last year? See, if you win the league next season, I'm not going to let these bastards a fucking... I swear to fucking God, they're going to fucking hear me. I'll tell you.
I know.
I've been... after the last all for a man, I'm just like, anybody from my work and my mates that are Celtic fans that text me, right away, I'm just replying before I'm not getting in. I'm just replying, going, better team one. Well done.
Aye, that's what I did.
Actually, do you know what I did that? See, after the game last Sunday, I just deleted all apps from my phone.
Lewis Capaldi's number, or what?
Blocked on everything. I was like, I'd like to be the bigger person, but I'm not emotionally stable enough to take a slag, and I don't think.
That's what you got here. I feel for a while you forgot to unblock his number.
So after all the more, boys, what are the plans? Album, more tune?
Well, I think James and we're going to do an album. I think that's the plan, isn't it?
Well, the first thing I'm doing is flying out to Portugal the next morning. I'm off on holiday. Oh, so who gives a fuck what's happening with you? I'll be watching the Old Firm in the sun, eh? No, I bet not the Old Firm. Fucking derby, whatever you want to say.
Oh, shut up. You guys got
it.
Come on, Sharon.
By the way, you can come on every week, James. Brilliant.
I said, I just want to chat. Has any of you guys been speaking about Rangers Twitter already before we've came on?
What's happened?
Mate, I've been staying clear yet.
You're
talking about the state pies, are they? There's Lana Wolf,
the lot of it, and then there's a Loudon toilets and all. What the fuck's happening?
I've not seen that one yet.
I think there's been bagging in the Loudon toilets. A security gear to watch the toilets.
So, like, right, so I've put this together. Lana Wolf's been shagging a steak pie in the Loudon toilets.
Sounds totally plausible.
No, right. Well, listen, guys, thank you so much for coming on Football Daft. Really appreciate it. Great to have you on. Before these go,
recommend me three songs to listen.
Yes, go for it.
I would say, you can do three after me, James, but I'd say Trendsetter, Rats, and Free Danny Bell.
I'm going to go for Comet, Brave, and...
I'm definitely going to listen tonight in the way out of Ibrox, so I'll listen in the way out of the game.
No, you think. And if you're a youth boys feel it popping into Oran Moore and Oran Knight, he's beating you. Welcome.
Brilliant, man.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Gary, Dead Sea Souls, thanks very much for coming on Football Daft.
Best troops.
Cheers, guys.
See ya.
See ya after.
Football Daft's big question.
Right, it is this week's big question, and for traditionalists, the modern game can sometimes be a bit frustrating. That's why we've opened up the Football Daft bin, and we're inviting you to put things into it. So what should go in the bin from the modern game, Grado?
Well, this rips my knitting, and I feel kind of bad saying it because... But then when I think about it, I don't even actually think it's the Wains that are forced to do it. It's the parents that are forcing the Wains, but it's the signs at the football, can I get your shirt? But not only that, it's because, I mean, it's nice now and again, right? And it is lovely to see when a player does it. I don't mean that, but it's just getting to the point now where it's every week, Wains are now running onto the park. Mo and Feather are saying, go for it, run on. And it's just, it's went too far with all that shattering. Even to an extent, the stuff with Ronaldo at the weekend, man, he's having to, but the guy's frustrated, he's getting camera phones stuck in his face. Maybe not that to extent because it's Ronaldo and I get it, he's a fucking beetle at the end of the day, but the signs for me, man.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I went to Old Trafford, man, a few months ago with Leo. Honestly, there was times Leo couldn't see the game because there was like hundreds of wee cunts in front of him just with signs, can I get your tap? I had to do with you guys next to him. The dad going, hey, put it up now, he's got to take a corner. Put it up now.
I don't have any problem because honestly, we were obsessed with football players when we were Wains. We wanted autographs, but we wouldn't dare run on the pitch. We also...
You followed the Motherwell squad to fucking...
But did I sound doom and gloom?
No, I get what you're saying, mate. I agree with what you're saying.
Absolutely. It's been very popular. Grado, Stephen, what are you thinking?
The new fucking jazzed up offside rule. What the fuck is that all about? See, if you're offside, you're offside. See, you're letting a cunt run through and go, and then 10 seconds later, putting the flag up. See all that shite, man? What the... I mean, these guys, this blows my mind. See these guys that make these fucking decisions? They probably get paid money that we could only dream about making, right? And they sit around a table and go, do you know what today? See when they're offside, don't get them to put the flag up. Let them get the ball and run through one-on-one with the keeper and maybe even put it in the net, then they put the flag up. You're offside, you're offside.
Yeah, I agree with you. Do you know what the irony is? That rule was brought in so that the game flows better.
Oh my God.
It doesn't.
The game flows better if a cunt's beyond the fucking back four, he's offside, you blow the whistle and you crack on.
Right, but hold on, am I missing something here in terms of what if VAR comes in next year to Scotland and Rangers, the linesman puts a flag up for offside and they keep playing, they score a goal and they look back and it was onside anyway?
Aye, then it's a goal. It's a goal, aye, but then...
If he puts the flag up, then the play stops. Aye, we don't go. And then they look at it back and they go, oh, for fuck's sake, that was onside a mile.
Aye, what it means, Gredo, is they're now doing that all the time, even if it's like fucking miles offside.
It's this like, second phase of fucking play where they don't put the flag up till then. It really rips my knitting because you get all excited sometimes when a cunt runs through and you go, what am I doing? He's got to put his flag up in 5 seconds. Aye.
You've also got to question that, by the way, Bob. It's a good point as well, because thinking about a linesman that go, I think that was offside. Oh, no, I don't know if it's offside. Aye, no, it was offside. Fuck, it was offside.
Plus, there's been a good point. There's been a couple of times where a forward has ran through and the fucking centre-half's made up and absolutely fucking ladled the cunt. The cunt could get an injury and he's offside anyway, because the flag could have been up fucking 10 seconds before it.
Yep.
I'm done.
What you got?
Me.
Producer Ryan.
Ryan.
Oh, me. I'm going to go in solidarity with my mate Mark McGee and just hit, say phones at games.
Camera phones.
People putting phones in guys' faces, man. Just enjoy the game. Actually, I know you all see these photos of English football and folk going, like, look at the crowd, not a phone in sight, just living in the moment, and it's a bunch of folk with phones. But then you compare it to like any photos you see with Scottish football, it's literally just Celtic, Rangers, even Falkirk fans, people celebrating, just enjoying the game. Just get your
fans celebrating.
Do you know what the best of that is, Ryan? Do you know what the best of that is, Ryan? Right? See, right, I've done that in terms of you go to a concert and you record stuff.
I fucking hate concerts.
No, but hear me out, right? And I put my horn up, I've done it, right? But have I ever watched the fucking videos back? Never.
Exactly. Have you fucked?
No, that's the thing.
It's we live in a culture of I need likes and I need cunts to like shit on my Facebook and Instagram.
I don't even think it's that.
Because you see all these cunts, I see all these guys at fucking Rangers games and they're sitting there and the guy sits about three rows in front of me, he films everything, 2 seconds later, he puts on Instagram, you see him on his Instagram, you're like,
I watched a guy one night, it was a Celtic game, it was a European game earlier this season, and there was a boy who I never see at games. He must have bought a ticket. He was three rows in front of me against the barrier, Facebook live in the full game, sat there like that, watching it on his phone. I honestly wanted to get him to scale back his phone.
Right, I'm looking forward to this one, Chris Toe.
Sky TV.
Oh, there it is. 2 footed in. We've already been 2 footed into them. Let's go again.
Right. Do you know what? See, the sooner we disassociate ourselves with this company, the better. Not only because of their complete and utter lack of fucking passion for the Scottish game, but I bought one of these Sky Glass tellies. A couple of weeks ago, right? And it was like watching watching his goals. The quality was dreadful. And the thing is a big, lumpy, horrible-looking bastard, I tell you as well. So I don't want to watch my Scottish football through Sky, whether it be the Sky Glass or whether it just be Sky TV at all. They're a bunch of cunts. Get rid of them for the Scottish game. They're a pox on the game, man.
Toll, get off the fence, man.
I know.
At this point, I can't even climb up the fucking thing, Stephen.
Well, there goes our sponsorship deal with Sky now.
See that?
Imagine that, if we did get to a point where we were doing quite well and Sky wanted to come on board, Toll's like, no?
So what kind of best I see last week when you were talking about getting that Sky Glass, I've had Sky in here practically every week, for December, and every one of them I've buried and said it's one lot of shite, and you're that way. I'm
Edo,
like,
I fucking, mate, I thought, mate, I've voice noted, told her this, even I was at the time last week, he said he's more go at it, and I don't want to be that guy when he's buzzing about getting something, you hear that guy going, I've heard it's shite. That's what I said to you. I hate cunts like that, but that's what I left it a few days, and I voice noted him going, for my garage, I was going, I'm torn between getting a telly and a good fucking sound bar with speakers and all that, or get this guy glass. And he told me exactly word for word what my mate said.
Honestly, yeah. I had literally just come off the phone to Sky when Stevie voice noted me. And I was going to, the reason I went on to WhatsApp was because I was going to voice note him and say, steer clear of this. But he had messaged me asking how it was. And honestly, it's terrible. It's good. It's good. See if you're using BBC iPlayer or that. It's crystal clear. See, when you're actually watching live telly, it's dreadful. Now, they say that, oh, you need to have a minimum of 30 megabytes a second internet. I'm getting 350 megabytes a second.
Push.
Right? And it was like, honestly, it was like watching standard definition telly.
Aye. It's a corner on Football Daft. Let's go.
What's yours, John?
There's a couple. One that irks me is when defenders in the 18-yard box and they play the ball in the 18-yard box and then the defender just pumps it up the park anyway. Fucking hate that. Why put two defenders in the box? It's just
he's playing too much football here.
But it's ridiculous. I hate that. Just fucking it. Right. Anyway, the other one, see when players cover their mouths and they're talking.
Man. Paul Pogba, man. Storing me fucking Bruno Fernandes.
Covering them. We're no lip readers, pal. Well, no, we're not going to be able to assess the
fact. John, the thing is, there is lip readers out there.
We're not going to be able to try.
Joe Pesci and Frank Vincent in Casino, man. Who is this guy? That's what it's like, man.
also, there's absolutely nothing that Paul Pogba could ever say that would be remotely interesting.
I can understand.
Pogba's like that, though. I wonder if fucking should have seen that.
See players like Pogba, and I can understand when they do that, but it's when you see the fucking David Wotherspoon doing it, and you're like, don't give up. What is he? Is he doing it? I'm just randomly picking somebody, but do you get what I mean? You're like, off, man.
David Wotherspoon wasn't in the show like that. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
His message got, how was it last week? Was it good, Dallas? I'm not fucking listening to that shit ever again.
Fuck Grado.
Right, let's go to the listener suggestions. Kev's first in the green with you, Toll. Get Sky Sports in the bin. Shower arseholes.
left foot one says, snowflakes that can't take banter from your biggest rivals. Social media has changed the way football is now with the banter. Years ago, you had to wait till football training to slag your rivals, and none of this grass and pish to people's work or police. That's deep from left foot one.
It's deep, but do you not just agree with it?
Aye. Do you know what else you sprung at me?
Sinister, man.
This is totally going off kilter here, right? But somebody did say this on Twitter day. Why is there never a wand of right foot?
do you know what as well, Stevie? Nobody favours the right foot either.
No, it's always he favours the right
foot. You're right.
I think it was Sean McDonald that said that, man, left foot one, never a right foot one.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Steven says diving wee fannies and Ryan Porteous.
Andrew says players after a defeat tweeting, we go again.
Mark Warburton ruined that for us Rangers fans. We go again, man.
Does James Tavernier know still do that? Tav still does that, really. All his tweets and posts.
Hate that. Ryan, you want to take the next one?
Aye, if I can read it. PMAC B, Neil Doncaster, his inadequacy and ineptitude has held back Scottish football for years. Whether it's shite TV deals or happily accepting sponsorship for way less than its value, is killing us. English women's football gets 10 million a year from Cinch. We get 1.6 million.
That's a very, very good point. I seen somebody talk about this all day about the money the women's games get.
Chris Four Beats says combined 11s. Honestly, no one gives a fuck.
I like a combined 11.
No.
It's a talking point. It's a talking point because the other day, was it Jermaine Jenas done at Liverpool and Man City were, yeah, and yeah, it's yeah. a talking point. It's a talking point.
I
think
James did one, didn't he? Put fucking Trent Alexander in front of Kyle Walker. What?
Aye, and did Jermaine Jenas, was it Jermaine Jenas who left out Ruben Dias? I believe it. Ruben Dias might have. Anyway, who gives a fuck?
I seen now that guy Paddy the Baddy at UFC. Aye. Yeah. Aye. Liverpool fan. He done one the other day. He went to his all-time Liverpool team. And he basically just named the current Liverpool team, except with Gerrard and Xabi Alonso in the middle, and that was it.
What Liverpool fan names a Liverpool team without Dalglish?
Without Barnes.
That was the thing. It was them two and Suarez up front, he put, and that was the only three that's different for the current team.
Mm.
Like, mental.
Razorback Ranger says, quite simply, one word. Chinos.
Danny Martindale used to wear a pair of chinos on the touchline.
Point proven.
Aye. Well, I'm not going to fuck with David Martindale, and I'm not going to slag the end of the show, David Martindale.
Exactly.
But chinos, I'm not a fan myself.
Andy echoes the views of Grado, saying dad's punting their bairns to get fitness trips.
Aye.
I figured out. Anyway, Sani G says, the protection goalkeepers get, now. Soon as you touch them, it's a free kick. But they can completely take players out of the game. It's like a wee added thing in the game.
Fucking rips my knitting. You just know when a corner comes in sometimes, if you even fucking exhale too close to a keeper or get a fucking free kick, it does my dome in, man. I agree with that guy. It does my dome in.
Here's one that maybe relates to you, Stephen, because I think you used this phrase last week on the show. The phrase Rolls Royce of a player. I believe you.
I used it on Tom Rogic. Rolls Royce of a player. I think I do use it. Aye.
Yeah. Well,
that's a fair point. Scott says YouTubers.
Just simple YouTubers.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I quite like watching some of the folk that go to the games and vlog it and all that. I quite like that.
There's a guy I watch called the Hungarian Football Fan. And he goes around all the stadiums and house stuff's brilliant, man. It really is.
It's one of the ones. It's like the boy fogged in it. He's like fucking a multi-millionaire through it all.
What's the money?
What's the boy?
We're outside Rugby Park. That guy.
I know
you. I can't believe it. It's a Cumbola versus A United Derby. It's the biggest game in Ayrshire.
What's the Rangers boy again?
David Edgar.
CJ,
he put something on about what way do we play, and I just replied saying, fuck knows, mate, we've got new identity after the Braga game last week. And this fucking guy pure started piping in going, you two are a fucking brass neck, just you stick to make stupid videos and you stick to your acting and all that. And you know me, man, I bite sometimes. I was like, right then, so what is a fucking style of play? Then he just fucking put his Twitter private, man.
you know that's when you've won, see, when it goes behind a fucking a paywall to speak to.
Aye, I know.
I mean, talking about social media, the next one from Stephen says, Instagram apology posts.
Mm. It's the modern world, isn't it? It's the modern world, man. It's fucking annoying.
The notes app.
That's an interesting one. Next, who wants to take this one?
Rob Giva, whatever. Pep's style of football ruined the game. See this?
Bullshit.
It's total bullshit, Ryan. It is. Because, Pep, right, there's the age-old argument. He always inherits a good team. He's got a blank checkbook. See, for him to be able to manage these guys that you're bringing in at fucking top dollar though, and making them implement your style onto the game, which fucking won. What did they win with Barca? It was endless what he won, and it kind of changed football. Everybody tries to do the Pep blueprint. How can you say it's ruined the game?
Well, I have to say, me and Grado were at the start of the season, we went there to see a Man City game, we went together, we're just there separately. And
he's don't need to explain yourself, guys. If he's went together, it's all right, man. did something happen that night? I saw him fucking Chandler and fucking Joe and Monica come back for the beach.
Grado was wearing John like a sock puppet.
I was not with Grado. I was not with Grado.
I know. She's going to wear a boot, you cunt.
I did not have sexual relations with
that man. I don't know what you thought, Grado, but it was like
it
six.
Was boring as fuck.
It was boring as fuck. It really was. And it was really boring. It was.
I don't think that's to do with the football, but I think that's the fans.
They
were playing Norwich.
That's why then. That's why. If Man City played that football against a cracking team.
Right, here's the thing for you, John. The other day, we've all been fucking ranting and raving and wax lyrical about fucking Sunday. It's because it's two teams who press and play good football. Man City.
I've never seen, in fairness, Man City play as direct as they did on Sunday. I've never seen that. They play quite direct.
No, right. So you've never seen a Pep Guardiola team playing direct?
They don't normally, no.
Fuck, mate. Barcelona were fucking cutthroat, man. They just opened you up, man. They destroyed you.
I'll tell you what the problem is. Flat pitches.
Flat
Now, see if you go back and watch football for the 80s, the 90s, right?
You're missing when you're kicking up Hildo Centre.
No, but...
Flat pitches are going in the bin. I'm telling you this now.
That's how Jock Wallace made Rangers train running up the fucking hill all the time. Made them fucking run up now.
See that Barcelona team and this Man City team. See if you put them on a pitch for the 80s, they wouldn't have won the match. I'm telling you now.
But you don't know that.
I do know that because they'd all be pure young.
and finally, the final one, I think we all agree on this one. We all agree on the next one from Dave.
It's horrible, the last one. Who's going to take it?
Half and half scarves.
Oh, my God, man.
I seen a Man United and a Liverpool one, and I wanted to join them on.
I feel sorry for the youth of today. Let's see. You want the rivalry. You want the for 90 minutes. Take all the other shit out of it. That's fucking a fucking society problem. But see the rivalry, man. You've got to have that. See what about like you say to Man U, Liverpool. Get that to fuck. You can't have that.
Do you know what I think? We've had a lot of entrance into this. I think we'll do this in another couple of weeks' time and get some more stuff to go in the bin because I think we're all... It's quite cathartic, isn't it? We've got a lot of...
Aye, it's a good debate, man.
We've got a lot of...
Sorry, I lost you there. What was it?
We'll do this again in a couple of weeks' time, Stephen, because we're all feeling better about ourselves now. So keep them coming in. What should go in the bin in the modern game?
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's a player profile playoff with piesports.com. They are bringing you the taste of Scottish football direct to your doorstep, serving over 1 million pies a year. That is what the Scottish football fan eats, believe it or not. Got Scotch, steak and gravy, macaroni, steak and haggis had the other day there. Fan.
Is that good?
Steak and haggis, highly, highly recommend that one. So get your orders in now. Do that by heading to their website, piesports.com, or hit them up on 01417399999. They will deliver free of charge to various postcodes across Scotland, so check out their website for details. Playing for the Pies today on Football Daft, he's a Celtic supporter, it's Callum.
Hello.
How you doing, Callum?
Hi, Callum.
There was a point made, Callum. We've had a few Celtic supporters on the last few weeks. Last season, not so much. Why do you think that is?
No fans.
No fans. That right. No fans. Spice Cup semis this weekend. What are you thinking?
I feel confident. You win at Ibrox, it kind of makes you feel a bit good about yourself, doesn't it? So, aye.
At Hampden, you think you can beat Rangers? What's the score going to be?
3-1 Celtic.
3-1?
Confident.
Confident. Right, okay. You is confident about winning the pies?
We'll see.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you choose to play Stephen or Grado, you're not getting the pies this week. I'll tell you that right now, because I can see looks in their faces.
He is getting the pies if he wins.
But yeah, he's getting the pies if he wins.
Still going to win,
exactly. Right, okay, Cal, I'm going to put out to you. We've got producer Ryan in the mix this week as well, so you can choose Chris Toll, producer Ryan, Stephen, or Grado. Who do you want to play?
Grado.
Fucking.
Oh, he's
Grado. Grado, it's players for the Hungarian fourth division this week.
It isn't that, Chris, but it is players this week. Now, there's been a few, injuries, like Rangers, obviously, Morelos, Hollander. So I thought we'd do injury-prone players this week.
Aaron Ramsey.
Right, would you be quiet just now? Right, here we go. I'm going to give you players. So you know how the rules work, Cal. I'm going to read out a player description. If you know the player, you buzz in with your buzzer. If you do buzz in, get it wrong, play hands to the other person. First to two wins. What will your buzzer be, Callum?
Fish.
Pish. Right. Grado, what's Fish. Your buzzer?
Shite.
Pish and shite. Great. We're keeping it really highbrow this week, guys.
I think Callum said fish.
I think he said fish.
I did say fish.
Did he say fish? No, don't say pish, because that's going to get really confusing
fish.
Then.
Fish.
What? He said fish.
Right.
Grado, you can't say pish now.
So have I said.
Who said pish?
Grado said shite.
Are you stuck with shite? He's done with fish and go with shite.
Right, fish and shite.
Right.
Fish and shite.
Fish and shite.
Shitey fish.
Right, here we go then. Right, first player out. Despite spending 5 years at Rangers, this striker only made 17 appearances for the Ibrox club, scoring 3 goals. He became the first South American to play for the club as he broke into the Chilean international squad.
Shite!
Grado.
Sebastian Rosenthal.
Sebastian Rosenthal is the correct answer.
I shared a shiver with Rosenthal after the Legends game, I'll have you know.
I hope he never slipped.
He would have
been out for a
fucking game. Sebastian Rosenthal, 1-0 Grado. Come on, Callum. Right, next player out. A versatile and industrious midfielder, this player made over 100 league appearances for Kilmarnock, earning a move to Leicester in January 2004. Throughout his Kelly career, though he'd been playing through the pain of a hip and groin injuries, that soon caught up with him at Leicester. A knee injury then delayed his Leicester City debut until March, but he made not many appearances, only 13, but he did get a Scotland cap in that time. He then moved to Dundee United, where he managed just 12 games, and after 9 games in the MLS for Metro Stars and then New York Red Bulls, he was forced to retire. Tough one. One Scotland cap, played for Kelly, then got into some really bad injuries.
Shite.
Grado.
No, it's not that. Gary Holt.
It's no Gary Holt, no.
John, can I have a go at this? Because they two don't know it.
Right, go on, Crystal.
Is it Jamie Fulton?
It's not Jamie Fulton, mate. I see where you went with that, though. Peter Canero.
Oh, I was going to say Peter Canero.
Never got that.
That's a hard one.
Did we know him on the show?
No, we haven't. No. I haven't Peter Canero on the show. But right, so that is... Right, we'll go to the next pair then, boys. Should get this one. This Scotland international defender started at Dundee United but missed the first 3 months of the 2014-15 season due to an ankle injury. He then joined Hearts, where he played regularly until rupturing Achilles tendon against Celtic. Grado.
No, that's not. I've made a cunt.
Why? Stab at it.
No, he's too fucking young.
Go.
Get a bash, mate.
Hold on, because I'm not going to say who it is because I know it's Ryan. Right, centre half that's played for Dundee. Is this against the law, then, at this?
No, you can't
fight it. It's against the law.
We've not
got laws, mate.
Police will be at the door shortly, mate.
Aye.
Come on. I was going to say Suter, but it's not him.
It's John Suter. Well done, Grado. There you go.
Hey, right, see you there, pal.
I'll see you there.
Get
on, Sandy McMahon. Are you Callum still getting the pies in?
No.
Right, brilliant. Okay. If you want to get pies unlike Callum, head to piesports.com right now.
See you there, mate.
It's now time for Grado's Three Riddles on Football Day.
Before we get riddled this week, let's get the scores on the board with John, producer.
Here we go. Scores on the board at the moment. We have Ali Dixon on 1. We have Kean Toll, who's joined us for the riddles this week. He is on one. Ali McDonald on one. Pat the Pallet Prick, one. Declan Ramage, one. Ian Meikle is on one. John Mitchell on two. Jack on two. Ryan DeBar on two. Producer Ryan has joined us, is on two. Nicola Purden's on two. Albert's Legend is on three. Dean is on eight. Stephen's on 21. I'm on 21. Chris is on 33. And before we get into the riddles this week, we need to go back to last week's riddle, which was Meat Pot Painting has been working out those limbs. Meat Pot Painting has been working out those limbs. What was it?
Stuart Armstrong.
Well done, Chris. Spot on. And it was Ali Dixon who's got 1 point, so he got in there straight away with that one. You got the three riddles, Grado?
Right, these...
I'll be honest with you, I'm starting to get worried about the guy that was getting all the riddles.
Aye, man, I've known.
I think he stopped listening to, isn't he?
Oh, I hope not.
Aye, I think he's went to Open Goal, like, a view from the terrace.
Well, Ali Dixon, who got involved, right, and he got the riddle this right, he signed up to the Patreon so he could get... Basically the riddles early.
Fucking riddles early so he can beat everybody.
Yes!
Brilliant.
So, yes. If you want to get in quick with the riddles, patreon.com/footballdaft. That's what you need to do right now. So you get the podcast early and you can get the riddles early. So there you are. Get on the leaderboard. Hit it up, Bedo.
Yeah, I've got to say, I was an hour at this, by the way. I'm going to need to... Do you know what I was thinking about then, John?
What were you thinking?
Seeing if some of the listeners could maybe give me a horn.
Right.
Oh. And so, aye. Grado.
You need to... Sign up to the Patreon to make Grado's riddles harder.
Aye.
Send Grado riddles through Discord, private message.
Aye, something like that, because it's getting hard for me. Because these three this week are all just one of their names, if you know what I mean, the riddle, right?
Or just so one word, Dan, one, like one kinda, word name, like Cher.
Like Madonna.
Aye, like Grado. Aye. Anyway.
Grado, there you are.
So,
I thought of that first, sorry, mate.
Sorry. Are you ready, first one?
Yep.
English-born Nigerian international that was able to purchase it.
Oh, I know that. Played for Liverpool and Chelsea, which is his fucking name.
English-born Nigerian international that was able to purchase it.
Boyata? No.
No.
Victor Wanyama?
No.
Victor...
Moses? No.
No.
It's not about that.
Say it again, Grado.
Right, so Focus On was able to purchase it. So, English-born Nigerian international that was able to purchase it.
Yeah, Bayer. Victor no. Bayer.
No.
Victor, that's a good one, John. Victor Bayer.
Aye.
Was he able to pop it?
Why English born Nigerian international?
Is Victor right, mate?
No.
Moses, then?
No.
Nae close. It's
he's a close man.
English born.
English born Nigerian.
He had one cat for Nigeria. John, don't be googling, you cunt.
Again, you're saying googling English born.
Aye, that's a great clue.
You can't Google it, John.
Aye.
I can't Google it. I'm not Googling it.
You're sending that. I could see you, John. Suspended for this one.
I've not Googled that.
You can't Google a fucking made up.
Exactly.
No, but what he couldn't do. You
can Google English born Nigerian.
Aye, and just go international. Aribo.
Aribo.
English-born Nigerian international. Wait, can I...
Focus on what I'm saying and change it about a bit.
Right, English-born Nigerian international.
I don't focus on that.
Able to buy it, able to purchase it.
Purchase.
Good one, by the way.
Purchase. Shop.
And it's his second name.
I thought you were doing one name, like one word.
Aye, but no, but what I'm saying is like the riddle's only like one of
focusing
the
on one part of his name. Right.
Mm-hmm. He's a boring man.
Right, he's a clue then.
His first name has three letters.
Adi Akinbaye.
Adi Akinbay's answer, aye.
Oh.
Did you say that?
Oh, that's a point for Chris. I thought
it was... I can buy it, right?
No, but he, I can buy.
Aye.
I can buy, yes, yeah.
Aye, I can buy it, aye. I get it.
Did he play for Nigeria? Fuck's sake.
Okay.
Must have been hard up for flares that week.
Right. Right, second one. See, you can do how rash now, boys. See, that was...
He just feel gutted at a reaction. That, I mean, that was a good one.
It was a good one.
It was a good one. I can buy it.
He's right to your face, that man.
Sorry, bro.
Right. Dutch defender likes to talk.
Dutch defender likes to talk. Chat.
What are you saying, Keane?
Speak.
But what did you say before that?
Chat.
No.
Likes to talk. Chat. Right, Dutch defender.
That likes to talk.
Virgil van Dijk. Ronald Koeman.
Fucking Frank de Boer, Ronald de Boer, Philip Cuckoo.
Yap, Stam.
Well done, John!
Yes!
Stam?
Yap. I see there's only one, dude.
Yap.
Yeah. Oh,
right. Sorry,
Greg. Yapping, right. Oh, John, you got that by default. That's shite. You're ahead of me.
What do you mean, got that by default?
Just like Jap, Stam.
Yap, chat.
You meant to make another fucking guess after.
I know, you didn't even believe you were right when you said that. Yap, Stam. Oh, yes!
Listen, just because you're better because I'm ahead of you.
This one, you'll get in 2 seconds, so... English goalie that likes to take care of children.
Steven.
See.
English goalie that likes to... Chris Woods.
Joe fucking... Hart.
What do you call the wee guy that played for Sunderland now he's in Everton?
Pickford.
Jordan Pickford. No.
Ryan, you're muted.
Oh, Foster.
Well done.
Yeah.
Oh. Ryan, you're muted.
Well done.
Ryan, can I hear you?
Ryan, can he hear you, mate?
You seen Foster as well?
I
don't believe you.
Oh, that was a shite episode.
I was good,
Gredo
was good, man.
It was good, Gredo. But listen, if you want to help Gredo with the riddle,
aye.
Please
sign up to Patreon.
I mean, you can't say that. But hold on. Wait, because I don't want them going to John so John can play.
Right, so DM Gredo on Twitter. Sign up to our Discord.
No, Instagram.
Do it through the Discord.
Right. Sign up to Discord now.
Ah, my name's Captain Gredo on it.
Captain Gredo, message Gredo directly with some riddles for next week, all right? Because he's struggling a wee bit.
I feel bad now, man. Can we go back and just like, date all again? Just to make him... I feel guilty, man. He's worked on that and you say, I can buy him or all that. Oh, good one.
Because he's always go, oh, man, Gredo, that's a meltdown.
Sorry, mate.
Sorry,
Ryan, why are you texting us all, man? What's happened to your mic? Can you hear me?
This week's riddle for everyone listening, however, is this. It's really easy, so you'll have to be quick in for this one. Religion every day. That is religion every day. It is the football daft moment of the week, and last week's results are in, and they are as follows. Let's just go to them. In last place, Gredo, I'm afraid, 12%. Hodgson's
assist. I'm surprised at that.
I'm surprised at that as well. In second last place, Greg Gordon's double save, Chris.
Oh, get the fuck, man. I'm going to need to get a Rangers tattoo to win the fucking thing.
That got 18%. I was second with a sneaky Celtic supporter that bagged a job at Ibrox and got into the Old Firm, which means, again, he won it again, and he's not even picking Rangers stuff.
The beauty of Benzema.
Benzema wins
it's
that.
It's only his pals that listen to this, mate. It's only his mates. I know, that's
39% of the vote went to
Steve. Oh, it's a fucking
which means
wash.
He gets to choose first this week. What are you going
right,
for?
I'm going to go for one of the funniest things I've seen this week. Just put it in a group chat as well. And it is laugh out loud funny. this lower tier and Spanish football games happen. It's one each. It's like 90th minute or something. The team are on the counter. It's like the other teams just had a corner. They're on the counter. They start get up the fucking channel. The boys played through. The boys on the break. And the assistant manager just kind of so blasé. He just walks on so casual and breaks up the play. And the way he gets pushed after it, I know he doesn't know where he is, man. It is honestly, I urge Jimmy Bell or Gio to try on Sunday.
Do you think that's just been instinct? Do you think it's just been pure instinct?
I think it is.
I need to know what happened after it, because sure, see if something like that happens, I think the team should get a penalty. I know it's in the middle of the pitch.
But it's mental, man. It's
the other team should fucking thing with the game, throw the game.
Let them run through and score a goal.
But to be fair, there was a defender backtracking.
You go back to the assistant manager. All right, mate. You're one of the final man, so I'll give you a yellow.
John's fucking expecting Kenny Miller to do a two-footer. The next fucking
Chris, what are you going for?
I am going to go for the Celtic Instagram. I asked for a large fish.
That is amazing.
Whoever has been in charge of the Celtic Instagram has forgot to change what account they're sending out for. And they've sent a personal one out on the Celtic Instagram. Brilliant. And she's sitting there, smile like you wouldn't believe, because somebody's just sat down a fucking whale supper in front of her.
Mate, it's so funny. And do you know what? Somebody told me that the guy that apparently runs Instagram account, apparently he's like the most professional guy ever, and he'll be hating himself.
He'll be cut up about it, man.
Apparently, he runs like a mega tight ship, and the way he goes on, from what I hear, he says he'll be
like.
That
must have been when he caught that fish.
Or maybe he's just been done up like a kipper, man.
What do you think?
I bet you when he got home, his missus battled him.
I'm not even going to add to this. Do you think they've been looking at, like, Michael Nicholson, the chief exec's been kind of looking at Twitter, scrolling through his Twitter, and then just come across this picture from Celtic? Get Jimmy on the phone right now! Jimmy!
John, is it to you?
He's went, Jimmy, like, for God's sake!
Hook, line and sinker!
Fucking hell. Wait, now think about it.
Yeah, Jimmy, you need to get your ducks in a row.
I'm going. So, right, okay. The large fish is going in the nomination. Grado, what have you got?
Well, I was going to say the Folkheim, but no, I'm actually going to change it. And it's not today where I don't agree with his sentiments or his statement or what he says, but just one wee phrase. I shouldn't have told you that. That's my moment of the week.
Kenny Shields.
Aye, that's my moment of the week.
I shouldn't have told you that.
Kenny Shields is at your order. His views on women's football are a joke.
And from the listeners, it's wee Tam the Bairn who has nominated Jobby McCall and Dugmeat. So we'll go with Thistle or Dugmeat. So that's your nominations for this week. Get voting, please, now on our Twitter at @footballdaftpod, and we'll find out what your moment of the week is next week. Remember, you can get more content from this podcast at patreon.com. Just sign up, you'll get the video version, you'll get the outtakes, and there's been a hell of a lot this week, let me tell you. Get involved, patreon.com/footballdaft. We have several tiers up there. Get the video versions, like I say, of this, Rangers Daft, Celtic Daft. You get all our old teammates, which we'll get to in a minute. And we've got something new and exciting, Stephen Purden.
Yes, well, let's be honest, guys, right? We've not been putting a lot of content, like fresh content, on the old Patreon. So I was thinking, Toll was thinking, Ryan was thinking, Grado was, he knows wee bits about it and all, right? But anyway, we were thinking of a FIFA tournament, right? And I thought, let's just get a FIFA tournament on Twitch or something. But then producer Ryan took it to another level. Ryan?
Yes, I did. I said to the boys, why don't we ditch the Twitch idea?
Ditch the Twitch.
You're a poet and you weren't even aware of it.
Exactly, mate. Exactly. Aye, so we've been talking about getting the patrons into the studio for us when we record them. We've not got a studio just now, but why don't we have an in-person FIFA tournament?
Yes.
So, Stevie, you have sourced us a venue, haven't you?
Yes, yes. It's an old stomping ground from days gone by when I was a lad, when I was a young whippersnapper, you know. Been down getting a couple of beers in the old Princess Bar in Ridley in Glasgow's East End. Me and Tol got a mutual friend who owns the bar, Victoria, so she's kindly let us have it. And we're thinking we're going to record the pod there in the afternoon. So for people that are signed up to Patreon, you can come, you can watch the pod, sign up to Patreon, you can take part in the FIFA tournament. It's a PS5 version of FIFA. Am I right there, Toll? It is, isn't it? Yeah.
PlayStation yes. 5, yep.
Yes. So myself, Chris, Toll, Ryan, we'll be competing in the tournament as well. Keane, if you want to come along, you're more than welcome. Need to see about the license and that. I'll talk about that later off. Yeah.
don't worry, mate. Everybody will be able to ask us our age.
Grado and John. John, are you going to be taking
I'll
part?
Play. I'll play.
Aye.
Grado. I'll be there for the podcast.
I'd be just thing for the FIFA. You need to host it and all that. Right?
Aye, okay.
But anyway, sign up to Patreon. You do? We spoke about this again. You can get again. Yeah, you get kicked too early, but you'll get kicked too early, but then you can host it. Aye.
Well, do you know what? We'll all take shots because we're not.
Aye. No, because also, right, I'm thinking we're going to have Victoria's get two televisions, so we can have two PlayStations going at it simultaneously. We'll have a wee tournament kind of thing. We need to work that out, what we're going to do with that, I think, too.
A live draw?
Yeah, I think we could.
Do you know what?
Yeah, live draw.
That's what I was going to say. We'll do a live draw. Once we've got the numbers, we'll do a Champions League style draw and put it on the Patreon for everybody.
Yes, that's brilliant. And the important details, which we've not mentioned, it is on Thursday, the 19th of May. Am I right, guys?
That is correct.
Yeah. Thursday, the 19th of May. We'll start recording the pod when about 2 o'clock, back at 2 or 3 o'clock. And then when the pod's done, we then smash right into the FIFA tournament. So there we go. Some fresh Patreon content. And in June, there'll be more content as well. We'll get to that later.
Absolutely. So if you want to get involved in the tournament, the only way you can do that is sign up to our Patreon, patreon.com/footballdaft. Come down, have a laugh with us. It'd be great to see you down there. So get involved right now. Right, guys, that's us from our Football Daft. Good show this week.
Do you know, sir, I don't know if he's got it when I said it when we were doing the big question, but it's one of my favourite shows, this one, this week. I've fairly enjoyed myself, guys. Well played, boys. Give yourselves a pat on the back.
That's
because I'm here. That's because you've got Keane Toll on the...
We thought it was because Ryan's here, but it's because you're here, Keane.
Exactly.
Both of these are here.
Gents, exactly. Scottish Cup weekend this weekend. We've got games in the Championship, League One and League Two, but Scottish Cup taking precedence. Hearts versus Hibs first up on this Saturday. What are we thinking in this? Hearts have been good this season, haven't they?
I want to go for the Jambos to win that one.
But I have to say, Barry Mackay, one of the best players out with the Old Firm this season, do you think?
I watched that game on Saturday and he had a good game, man.
Martin Boyle could have been taking it if he'd stayed, I think. But I think Barry Mackay has been absolutely outstanding for Hearts this season.
Talk about Martin Boyle, mate.
I would say Charles Cook.
Regan Charles Cook, the boy from County.
Do you know what? I think for the big question next week, that's next week's big question. Who's been the best player out with the Old Firm this season? Let's get that on the big question next week. So you've got Hearts, aye. Everybody got Hearts?
I'm
going
to go to Hearts.
I'm going to say Hibs.
Going to go Hibs? Extra time, toe, or full normal time?
2-0 to Hibs.
2-0 to Hibs, there we go. Quarter past 12 kickoff for that one. And then we move to Sunday, gentlemen.
Celtic. I'm going to...
What was that, Stephen? Sorry.
Good man.
I said Rangers.
right, okay.
Got it.
Got that. So, Chris, what are you thinking?
We'll go to extra time.
Score draw?
One each, extra time, 2-1 Celtic full time.
Chris, don't do that, man. That gives me the absolute fear.
We are probably going to go to extra time tonight, and all, man.
Aye.
Right, Stephen Grado.
I need to see. I need, I need to say Rangers, man. I need to say the thing is, right, me and my mate were talking about it yesterday. I can take the kids to soft play and we're sitting talking about football for 2 hours. Like, we are due a fucking cup. We need to win a cup at some point. I'm going to go with Rangers to win. I'm going to say, I mean, same result as Toll, only reversed. I'm going to say 2-1 to Rangers.
An extra time or?
No, 90 minutes.
In 90 minutes. Grado?
I'm no confident one bit. I really am no confident. But I've got to say, I'm going to go for 1-0 Rangers.
Do you boys think Hampden makes a difference, by the way, to the way Rangers play? Because I know that whenever Celtic play there, the big pitch suits us. But do you, I don't actually know how Rangers play.
Well, the last time we played, we got beat 3-0.
Ryan, I don't know what way Rangers play this season at all. So I don't know. Don't know, mate. Don't know.
Fair point.
Kane, what do you think's happening on Sunday?
On Sunday, is that the semi-final? Oh, 2-0 Celtic.
2-0 Celtic.
2-0 Celtic from Kane.
I'll agree with Kane. 2-0 Celtic.
What do you think, John?
What are you, John?
I think it all depends on tonight. I think if he's won tonight, he'll get beaten on Sunday. I think if he's get beaten tonight, I think he might win on Sunday.
What a strange way to look at it.
Said this on Rangers Daft.
I just think there'll be a fire lit under Rangers if they get beat, because the only thing they've really got to play for is the Scottish Cup. And
I kind of see where he's coming from. I see where you're coming from.
If there's a fire lit under them, their feet will be fucked, so they'll not be able to play on Sunday.
So I'm going to go for that. That's going to be my bold prediction for Sunday. So should be a good game no matter what happens.
Who's Falkirk playing this weekend, John?
We've got East Fife away.
Mestal is a hard place to go.
Everywhere's a hard place to go for Falkirk at the moment. Kenny Miller in the dugout, so let's hope he talks less about Rangers and Celtic this weekend and more about Falkirk. That's all I'll say.
Complaining already, he's leaving in the fucking door.
Oh, here he got a chance, John.
Right, we'll see what happens. But thank you very much for listening. We need to decide on an episode name, gents. What we calling it this week?
Full House.
What?
Full House.
Ditch the switch.
Ditch the twitch.
Full House.
I would go with Ditch the Twitch. It's alluding to the
right. Okay, by. This week, Ditch the Twitch is the name of the episode. Thank you very much for listening to Football Daft. We will see you next week. Audio Frontier.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next-day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right now.